Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. The Lord reigns, the Lord reigns. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Our God, omnipotent, he reigned in majesty. Our God reigns, blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, he reigned in majesty. Our God reigns, blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, he reigned in majesty. Our God reigns, blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, he reigned in majesty. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. Our God reigns, blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, he reigns in majesty. Our God reigns, blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, he reigns in majesty. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. Our God reigns, our God reigns. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord my God, omnipotent, he reigned in majesty. Our God reigns, blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, he reigned in majesty. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. Our God reigns, our God reigns. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, he reigned in majesty. Our God reigns, our God reigns. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, He reigned in majesty. Our God is able, he's able. I know he's able, I know our God is able to carry us through. He's able, he's able, I know he's able, I know our God is able to carry us through. For he has healed a broken hearted and said he cast his pain. He healed a sick, raised the dead and walk upon the sea. Our God is able, he's able. Our God is able, I know our God is able, carry us through. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord. He is Lord, he is Lord, amen. He is risen from the dead, he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. He is Lord Jesus, he is Lord, he is Lord, amen. He has risen from the dead and he is Lord. Every knee must bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. Jesus is Lord, is our God, is Lord. Amen. He is risen from the dead and he is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Every knee must bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord, Jesus is Lord, he is Lord, amen. He is risen from the dead and he is Lord, Jesus is Lord. Every knee must bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, amen. He is Lord, he is Lord, amen. He has risen from the dead, he is Lord, Jesus is Lord. Every knee must bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is a God, amen. Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord, he is Lord, amen. He has risen from the dead, he is Lord, Jesus is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is our God, amen. He is Lord, Jesus, he is God, he is Lord, amen. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord, Jesus is Lord. Every knee must bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, amen. He is Lord, Jesus is Lord, he is Lord, amen. He has risen from the dead, he is Lord, Jesus, you are Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, amen. He is Lord, Jesus, you are Lord. He is Lord, amen. He has risen from the dead, Jesus is Lord, amen. Every knee must bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph by his own. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his face to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Lo, in thy grave he lay, Jesus, my Savior. Waiting thy promise day, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty trial I fall. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Lord, in thy grave he lay, Jesus, my Savior. Waiting thy coming day, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph I fall. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose. Hallelujah, Christ arose. Jesus, my Savior, waiting thy coming day, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty trial I fall. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. On the way to Calvary, he died for me. Jesus died for you. He died for me. On the way to Calvary, he died for me. And now he set me free. On the way to Calvary, he died for you. Jesus died for you. He died for you. On the way to Calvary, he died for you. He died to set you free. On the way to Calvary, he died for you. Jesus died for us. He died for me. On the way to Calvary, he died for us. He died to set us free. On the way to Calvary, he died for me. Jesus died for you. He died for me. On the way to Calvary, he died for you. He died to set us free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're all welcome to the Hour of Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland. This is Archbishop Stephen John Biokoro coming your way with the living word of God that faith heals, delivers, and blesses. Today, I'm led to share with you on the topic, So Great Redemption. So great salvation, so great deliverance that Jesus provided for you on Calvary's tree to save your soul over 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ of Nazareth died, shed his blood for the remission of your sins, and by his stripes you were healed. Our text is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. We're talking about the purpose of redemption. The redemption, the salvation, the deliverance, the healing that Jesus provided for us on Calvary tree over 2,000 years ago. What is the purpose? Today we are majoring on redemption. The word redemption means to buy back, to buy something back, to reclaim, to repossess something, to take over, to retake what is meant for you. Through Adam and Eve, in Genesis chapter 2 and 3, mankind and humanity was sold into slavery to Satan the devil. The devil committed the greatest crime of all time when he deceived Adam and Eve, and they gave in and they fell, station, and lost everything in the Garden of Eden. But thank God, Jesus came to redeem us. Jesus came to buy us back from the slave market of sin and failure and frustration. By his blood, we have been bought with a price. We are no longer slaves to sin. We are no longer slaves to Satan. We are no longer slaves to the devil. We are no longer slaves to hellfire, because Jesus paid for you. I remember the time of slavery. You know, when you read the history, you read about slavery. You know, Mr. Henry owned a slave because he paid for that slave. He paid, he bought that slave and took him over or her over and brought her to wherever, and put a seal, a mark on the slave. It could be a mark with a hot iron on the skin. So when you see the slave, you will know that this is the slave of Mr. Henry, because there is a seal, there is a mark on his body showing that he has been bought over by Mr. Henry. Mr. Henry has paid for the slave, and the slave is his own, so there is a mark on his body. And because he paid for it, he has a legal right to that slave. It is legal in those days to own a slave. So he bought the slave and took the slave over. And so he owns the slave. But God said, no, this is not my plan for mankind. I didn't plan that my people should be bought over. Satan doesn't have to own humanity. Satan, the devil, doesn't have to own mankind, because John 10:10 says that the devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. And so God thought of a way of redeeming mankind, to buy us back from Satan, to buy us back from the slave market of sin and evil. The only way was to send his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, over 2,000 years ago. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but to have everlasting life. God so loved you so much. God so loved your soul. God so loved your family. God so loved your life that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to come and suffer. He was bruised for your iniquity. The chastisement of your peace was upon him. He was rejected and dejected by all men. And on the cross, Jesus sang a song, "It is finished. It is finished. The battle is over. It is finished. The victory is won. It is finished. The battle is over. It is finished. The victory is won." On the cross of Calvary, Jesus shouted the shout of victory. "It is finished. The work of salvation is finished. The work of redemption is finished. The work of healing is finished. The work of miracle is finished. The work of deliverance is finished. The work of life is finished. It is completed. You have been bought back. The blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, has been shed on Golgotha Hill, and now it is finished. I have bought you over. You are no longer slaves to Satan. You are no longer slave to sin. You are no longer slave to hellfire. You are no longer slave. You have been bought by the blood of the Lamb of God. That blood is still flowing today. As many as received him, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. Today you can receive Jesus into your heart. You can open your heart, open your life. Let him come in today and dwell in you and stop with you. Christ in you is the hope of salvation. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Now is the time, the opportunity for you to be redeemed by the Savior Jesus Christ. You don't have to postpone it. You don't have to say tomorrow or next tomorrow or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or Sunday. Now is the day of salvation for you to know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. Now is the time of salvation. Redemption is available right now. In him we live, in him we have our being. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, he said, "Christ has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness, and he has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. He said, "Christ has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness, and he has translated us into the kingdom of God." What a great salvation! What a great redemption! For a man to be transferred from hell's fire. You have seen and have come short of the glory of God. There is none holy, there is none righteous. All are lost in sin and in trespasses. You are on your way to hell's fire. Jesus came and said, "No, I have made a way for you." Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The only way that leads to eternal life. The only way that leads to heaven. The only way that leads to the kingdom of God is by the blood that was shed for you on Calvary's tree over 2,000 years ago. And there you have salvation. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 14, in him we have redemption. Colossians chapter 1, verse 14. In Christ Jesus, we have redemption. In Jesus Christ, you have redemption, which means you can't get redemption anywhere else. No, 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 no. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time with false religions and false gods and false prophets and false leaders and false churches and false people and false religions all over the world. You don't need none of those things. All you need is the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for you on Golgotha Hill. That blood is still flowing today. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the same yesterday, today, and forever when you receive him into your heart right now. you have eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. In him we have redemption. In Christ we have salvation. In Christ we have deliverance. In him we have life, and life more abundantly. Don't deceive yourself. Don't deceive yourself. Don't deceive yourself. Redemption is in Christ Jesus. He's the only one who brought you back from the slave market of sin, from the slave market of Satan, from the slave market of hellfire. Why don't you come to him right now and give your life to him? Because he paid for your salvation and your redemption. His blood was shed for the remission of your sins. He redeemed you by his blood. He bought you back, Come forth. You are no longer a slave. The seal of Satan has been wiped away from your life by the blood of the Lamb of God. The seal, the mark that the devil put on you, the blood of Jesus washes away all ungodliness and unrighteousness. Who else will do that for you? Which religion? Which prophet will do that? Who will do that for you? This is the greatest opportunity of your lifetime for you to know him as your personal Lord and Savior, so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Christ has redeemed us from the kingdom of darkness and translated us for his marvelous light. He redeemed us from the enemy, Psalm 106, verse 10. He redeems us and gives us and redeem us from destruction. Psalm 103, verse 4. Psalm 103, verse 4. Jesus redeemed us from destruction. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. And so in Psalm 103, verse 4, he said, Christ has redeemed us from destruction. The destruction that the devil has programmed for you to spend eternity in hellfire. Psalm 103, verse 4, he said, Christ has redeemed us from that destruction. Where else are you going? You go to false religions and false gods and false prophets and false leaders. False and everything false. There's no other way except through Jesus Christ. That blood was shed for the remission of your sins. God sent his son Jesus Christ to redeem us from hell's fire. He came to redeem us from Satan. He came to redeem us from sin, from sickness, from evil, from immorality. He came to redeem us from selfishness and greed. Jesus of Nazareth came to redeem you from all evil, from Satan's kingdom, from the occult world, from all false religions and false gods. This is the opportunity for you to be born again. Except a man be born again of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You need to be born again. Your life must change. How can you continue in sin that grace may abound? No, you can't live in sin so that grace may abound. That is why Jesus came with his blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of your sin. So that blood is still working right now. And you can still approach the throne of grace and receive salvation for your soul. This is the opportunity you have been waiting for. Isaiah 43, verses 1 to 3. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 to 3 says, God has said, I have redeemed you and you are mine. Isaiah 43, verses 1 to 3. God said, he has redeemed you. He has redeemed us. Hey, I like that. I like that. I like that. God said he has redeemed us. He has brought us back. He has paid for us. We are no longer slaves to Satan. We don't belong to the kingdom of darkness. We don't belong to false religions and false gods. We don't belong to Satan. We belong to God. Isaiah 43, verses 1 to 3. God said, I have redeemed you and I've called you by my name. Then he said, you are mine. Hey, I like that. The Almighty God who created heaven and earth, the owner of the earth is the Lord's and his fullness thereof. He said, you are mine because I have paid for you. I have owned you. Oh, my God, I like this. Oh, you need to understand what we're talking about. You paid for a car and you own that car. You paid for a house. And you own that house. You paid for a dress. And you own the dress. You paid for your shoe. And that shoe became your own. You were given a receipt. And your name is on that shoe, on that shirt, on that pants, on that radio, on that TV, that table, that house, that building, that clock. It belongs to you because you paid for it. And your name is on it. And then you were given a receipt, a legal tender, that you are the rightful owner of this property. That is your name. Your name is there. That's what it means. So Jesus redeemed us. He bought us. He bought us with a price. The blood was shed for the remission of our sins. He paid with his blood. Hey, ha ha. Hey, Rabatandoria, Imblondo, Yeke Senterebo, Imblandaya, Heke. I tell you, something is happening right now. God is releasing his grace, his mercy, and his favor, his anointing. Hey, God is telling you today, you are mine. Isaiah 43. God said, I have bought you, I have redeemed you, I have called you, I have given you my name. You are my property. Hey, hey. There's nothing more than that. Eh? The Almighty God who created heaven is, I am his property. I belong to him. He bought me over with the blood of the Lamb of God that was shed on Calvary. He paid for me. I belong to him. I am his own. He says, you are mine. Isaiah 43. May you understand what we're talking about. Holy Spirit, interpret this message. Interpret this rhema word that comes from heaven today, the 13th day of April 2019, as we are commemorating the suffering of Jesus, the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hey, the great things that Jesus accomplished for us on Golgotha, he's over 2,000 years ago when he redeemed us by his blood. He bought us over. He paid for us to be his own. Hey, hey, I like that word. He paid. P-A-I-D. He paid. God got a receipt for owning us. And that is the seal of the blood. The Holy Spirit sealed the relationship. And in Isaiah 43, God himself is saying, I own you, I bought you, I called you. Isaiah 43, verse 1 to 3. Then God himself is saying, you are mine. I have redeemed you, and so you are mine. You belong to me. That is the meaning of redemption. And these are the things Jesus accomplished for us on Golgotha Hill. Where are you going again? Hey, I'm celebrating already. Hey, you mean Jesus did all this on Golgotha Heath over 2,000 years ago? No wonder St. John's Gospel, the last verse of St. John's Gospel, he says, if all that Jesus did for us were to be written in books, the whole world shall be filled with books. That's the last verse of St. John's Gospel. He said, if everything that Jesus did for us on Calvary Tree were to be written in books, the whole world will be filled with books, which means it is so great salvation, so great redemption, so great deliverance, the best thing that ever happened to mankind, the best thing that ever happened on earth, the greatest thing that ever happened to you since the world began was Jesus Christ of Nazareth hanging on Calvary's tree. It is the greatest gift to mankind of all time. I tell you, we got everything. We got everything. We got everything on the cross. We got healing. We got deliverance. We got blessing. We got life. We got abundance. We got everything. We got everything on Calvary's tree. Calvary. Calvary, I will never forget Calvary, 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 I will never forget Calvary, that place, I'm not going to forget it, that is the place where I lay down my sins, and my sins were taken. That is the place all my sicknesses and diseases. He bore all our sicknesses and diseases. He was made a curse for us. He took our place. It was the greatest exchange of all time. Can you imagine a court sitting and the judge has sentenced you to death? While you were being taken away, somebody appeared and said, hold on, hold on, court, please hold on. It is true that this person has been condemned, but I, Jesus, have come to replace evil, that sin he has committed. I take it upon myself. Let this person go free. Let me go to hell for you. That is what Jesus did. He is your propitiation. He is the solicitor and advocate. He intervened for you. He took your place, the greatest exchange in world history. It has never happened. No one else is going to lay his life down for you. It is the more reason, the Bible calls it so great salvation, so great redemption, so great deliverance. And the worst thing you can do to yourself is to reject this great offer, this great sacrifice that was made on Calvary's tree over 2,000 years ago. If you reject it, it is the worst thing you have ever done in this world, and you will never be forgiven. You have sent yourself to hellfire, and you will be there for billions of years. It is the worst thing you have ever done. So now is the greatest opportunity for you to recognize the finished work of Christ on Calvary's tree. It is now you appropriate what Jesus did for you on Golgotha Hill. It is now you receive his salvation. It is now you identify with the blood of the Lamb of God. I want to pray with you right now, and I tell you, something has happened in the realm of the spirit. Wherever you are, in any part of the world, listening to this message, God has spoken to you, and I know you are on your knees right now, repenting of your sins and confessing your sins unto God. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever shall repent and confess their evil shall have mercy. God has brought you mercy. Through Jesus Christ, we have truth and grace. Now receive him so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you shall suffer the loss of your soul and go to hellfire and be there all the days of your life? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Today is the day of salvation. I pray that the Holy Spirit will interpret this message to you, that you will be a doer of this word and not just a hearer alone. May you experience the redemption that Jesus procured for you on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago. May you experience it even right now. And may he actually buy you back from sin, from evil, from immorality, from devil's kingdom, from Satan's kingdom into the kingdom of God. And may you experience this great salvation that saves your soul from hellfire, that today you will be a child of the Most High God. Let him put the seal of the Holy Spirit in your life today. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive all that Jesus did for you on Calvary Street over 2,000 years ago. May that be your portion today. May that be your life today. May that be your blessing today. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Be blessed by this message. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen and amen. I thank God. God has blessed you today. I tell you, it is the best thing that ever happened to you since you were born. And I want you to forward this message to anybody, anywhere in the world. Just email it to them, text it to them, forward it to them, fax it to them, and forward it and let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one cometh to the Father except by him. God bless you. Thank you for listening. We love you. Jesus loves you too, Felicia and I. We say God bless you abundantly. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen and amen. On the way to Calvary, died for me. Jesus died for me. He died for me. On the way to Calvary, died for me. He died to set me free. On the way to Calvary, died for you. Jesus died for you. He died for me. On the way to Calvary, died for us. He died to set us free. On the way to Calvary, he died for me, Jesus died for me. He died